This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
Now, coming up the next segment, I am going to get into some critical information on the globalist plan with 57 days left to stage a false flag. 100% they're planning it. All the signs are there. I'll break it down next segment. Then the head of the walkaway movement is going to be popping into the transmission as well. But here's everything you need to know about the InfoWars ban in 2 minutes. Here it is.
Because there is a concerted effort of the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election. And the big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them. So the Republicans left a vacuum there by not coming in with regulations to say you cannot violate people's free speech.
Mr. Jones, this morning's hearing is specifically about preventing election manipulation. This afternoon's hearing is...
Sure. But every time they have these meetings, they bring up InfoWars. They claim they're taking InfoWars down to stop election meddling. Obama established with an executive order. He established with an executive order before he left office a special office that deals with foreign propaganda. What it's really been used is to target domestic populist popular groups. The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and that are blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech. Even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other, just like communist China. This is dangerous authoritarianism, and they've packaged silencing Americans who are popular and well-spoken, as Tucker Carlson said about me on Fox News, not because what I say is bad, but because what I say is effective and true and popular. But I think the corporate dying dinosaur media has bit off more than it can chew, and what you've done is only going to make people be that much stronger and fight for free speech that much more. But I'll say this, shame on the mainstream corporate media, shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
I have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Humans have now achieved what the ancients would see as godlike powers. And now technology and knowledge is increasing exponentially at a rate undreamed of. And you have the establishment and the engineers and the technocrats supremely arrogant that it is impossible for any of this to go wrong, and that humanity just needs to be made obsolete, and that the culling of humanity and the replacing of humanity with this new silicon creature is some great holy work. Now, we've had Bill Joy, we've had Elon Musk, we've had a lot of these people that have been on the inside come out and tell you this, but you can read this in the writings now. Stuff I covered 20 years ago, things I covered in films like Endgame 11 years ago, are now mainstream news. And, you know, the average person thinking about AI will show some Philip K. Dick robot. But what AI really is systems tracking humans and that know what human decisions are going to be before we make them, to control economies and rig systems and vertically consolidate and integrate and create systems of total control. And it gives the authoritarians levels of domination unrivaled. And that's why you see all these top scientists coming out warning about AI. And you've got China that is unbridled controlling populations and just doing absolutely horrible things to their political dissidents, Buddhists, Christians, you name it, with Apple and Google moving over there. Of course, Apple and Google are then going to do incredibly repressive things, because that's what they believe in. And of course, Apple and Google aren't going to work with the Pentagon, because the Pentagon's bad because America's bad. China had to kill 100 million people to build the utopia. They're not bad. They are collectivists like Tim Cook. They're billionaire generals that don't pay taxes because they're communist. This is about elitism, ladies and gentlemen. Apple's coming out with a new patent. It's on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com with a plan to put their workers in cages on top giant robots so that no one can steal goods when you're inside the factory. A human goes and gets in the robot. Can we show that graphic? I'll just, there it is. And then that sits on top a giant multi-ton robot. It's, what, 18 feet tall. So whatever you can dream of, it's being done. You're being replaced. It's funny to them. And so, if you look at the news, what's happening? Google doesn't show up for congressional hearings. Apple does whatever they want. They've already left. They're already in China. Congress is 10, 20 years behind. They don't even know what they're doing. The intelligence agencies do, and half of those are working for the globalists. The other half are working for Trump. There's a civil war within even the White House. As traitors struggle to keep the American people from getting control of our country back from this global corporate Chinese combine, just like England can't get out and Scotland can't get out of the EU. They never asked to enter the EU. They had a vote and said, we're going to leave. And they said, no, you're not. We've got an EU army that'll stop you. And you're going to let your borders be open. And you're going to bring in unlimited people. We're going to shut you down. So here's the takeaway. When you sit back and you see in one day, a month ago, 350 op-ed pieces in major papers saying Trump is going to kill reporters, Trump is going to cause violence, and you see hundreds and hundreds of other articles just this week saying Alex Jones' show had to be banned because he's going to make people with guns kill people. That was the headline, and it was in the London Independent, it was in the New York Times, it was in Yahoo News, it was just syndicated. I saw it three places. And that I'm mean, and the Young Turks said that I was rude to the CNN reporter who was having me banned, so that's a form of violence. And I had a leftist come over and say, I want you off the air. Your speech is violence. When the New York Times lies about WMDs and gets millions killed, that's okay. But when I say we have tyranny, this is out of control. How dare you ban me? How dare you act like a Hitler youth? That's what the Nazis did with censor and burn books. I'm banned for bullying a public figure in a public space who is actually bullying me. So here's the takeaway. They are moving with massive PR campaigns that conservatives and libertarians and Christians and President Trump and I particularly am going to cause mass shootings. Remember when Antifa said, we're going to come to your congressman's house and kill them. We're going to come to the ICE agents' houses and kill them. And they doxed their homes. And I showed Tucker Carlson covering it. They never showed that on air. They just said, Jones says get battle rifles ready for the media. Never said that. I said, get your rifles ready to protect yourself in your home if you've been doxed by Antifa. When they move forward with this takeover, if we're unable to stop them, probably before the election, they will come on the same night to targeted homes, and they're going to try to kill you. That's what they said they're going to do. And I said, they said they're coming to kill you. They've already killed people. They've already shot Scalise. You should know this is happening. How did every major channel in the country respond? None of them showed the clip. None of them showed any of it. They said, Jones said, attack the media with guns. And Oliver Darcy and Jack Dorsey and all of them went with it and said, yes, yes, Jones. Jones is coming with his guns. Now, what does that tell you? Can you do 2 plus 2 equals 4? What did Bill Clinton say in 96 when he was 15 points behind in 1995 and he was going to lose the presidency? What happened? He was going to lose to Bob Dole. Oklahoma City happened. 100% Eric Holder and his FBI. We know the names of the agents that were there. They were so arrogant, they checked into a hotel, bragged about it in front of people. We know the name of the head of the hostage rescue team. We know the head of the ATF guy. We know everybody that was there. I have witnesses that saw him. They killed some of the people that were witnesses, but not everybody. I have police officer witnesses that have come on. Don Browning, you name it. One cop they killed, cop of the year, he told his wife everything about it. He was the first cop there. That was Terrence Yakey. So I know the names. I have the hotel receipts. WorldNet Daily got them. I mean, we know who bombed the building. And they did that to blame the right wing. They set up an army soldier who they'd used to go infiltrate militias around the country as the guy they then sheep-dipped and cut out to say had done it, and they threatened to kill his family if he spoke out. I know the folks involved. I even know people that work with the FBI and ATF, former special operations people, that get hired for the job of infiltrating today. So I'm going to leave it at that, but I know everything. Now, I know when I see a PR rollout, so that everybody, when they have the mass shooting or the bombing, and it's blamed on an Alex Jones fan and a Trump supporter, everyone would have already heard that I've been pre-demonized, so no one will want to stand up for me. And people will say, well, yeah, I guess we got to take his website down itself and take him off the air. And then in the aftermath of the blown up nursery or the shot up school and them saying an Alex Jones fan did it, the minute you don't stand up for me, within days, Drudge Report's going to be taken down, Rush Limbaugh, everyone will be taken off the air. They'll have riots everywhere. They're preparing to take the president out. CNN even has an article that Pence is preparing to remove Trump, 25th Amendment. They're sticking stickers on the president's back saying he's a piece of garbage. They're putting things up over the door that say Crazy Town. They're running psyops right now to overthrow our government. And the Chi-Coms and the globalists are all behind it. And will we see the American people rally behind the president with 57 days left? With 57 days left, will we see you wake up to this and understand that this is how authoritarians work? They pick one person to demonize first. They set the precedent to destroy them. And then once that's accepted with that one person, all of their dominoes fall. I am domino number one in the false flag. They're preparing any day now to do it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I try other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I got some into how they're planting a false flag to blame me. First, they pick a few things that I didn't say or didn't do or out of context to demonize me. Because Saddam beat babies' brains out in incubators. Alex Jones is mean to the Sandy Hook people. And then they say it over and over again and say, I won't stop being mean to the Sandy Hook people when I'm not. And they'll never have me say that I said that I believe they died. And then they say that I'm going to cause violence. And they say Trump's going to cause violence. And then when there's violence, they say we did it when they're the ones pushing it. Now, coming up in the last segment of this hour, we have the founder of the Walkaway Movement joining us here in about a minute. I'm going to cover this article out of Newsday. This angry man act is growing tired. William F.B. O'Reilly. And he goes on to say, Jones is having a press conference saying nobody died at Sandy Hook. No, I said in that press conference, I believe people died at Sandy Hook. And I apologize for what I said being twisted out of context, but the media is the ones that keep saying that I said that. Then he goes on to say he wants to kill me by stabbing me in the carotid artery with a knife. He says a pen. So, I'm dehumanized. I need to come to an end. I need to be totally banned. And he says, who's going to stop me if I kill Alex Jones? And that's why they're trying to dox our offices. That's why they're harassing us, because this is a group of scum. Did you see Jones harassing senators in the hallways of Washington? His neck veins were purple and bulging, a nanomillimeter from bursting. A straight pin or Bic pin would do it. I just kept thinking, super quick job, hardly anyone would see. And who would turn me in if they did? So, I'm in the same article, I'm calling for violence, which I'm not, I'm hurting children, which I'm not, and I need to be killed. Now, all I can say is, folks, we're trying to fix this peacefully. We're not offensively doing anything, but the violent revolution ever kicks off, buddy. You don't have to worry about me, but I got a sneaking suspicion in your town, Santa Claus has got a list. He's checking it twice, marking down has been naughty and nice. I don't talk about violence, Mr. O'Reilly. And we're going to our guest in a moment. He's been having some Skype problems. So I'm going to cover that in the final segment of this hour, because they're hyping up for the revolution, and they're going to be violent and say we are. It's like we fixed the economy, and they say they fixed it. And you're like, but it doesn't make sense. I know. It's like the 49ers won the Super Bowl, and then they go, oh, but the Cowboys did. Or but you're like, I just saw the 49ers win. This is what they do. They just upside down world. Briefly, we're going to make it through this. Everybody needs to pray. We need to get close to God. We need to speak out. We don't want to be intimidated or bullied by these folks. We want to try to be peaceful as long. But like they said at Lexington Concord, the Redcoats were marching up 3-1 to the militia. And the famous quote by the captain was, pull that quote up for later. He said, listen, he said, we don't want to fight to start here today. Don't pull the trigger first. We're going to be peaceful, but if they attack us, if they pull the trigger, if they're looking for a fight, they're going to get one. And it's the same thing. We're not going to pull the trigger first, but you got the deep state and all these globalists just hyped up, and I'm the like the toy they use to train dogs to be attack dogs. I'm the training doll. And once they get them a taste for blood, they're lining everybody up for this, and these are really dangerous people. Can you imagine if I wrote an op-ed about killing a reporter? I got taken off Twitter, they say, because I talked to the guy and called him a Nazi that got me banned off all the platforms. That's what Nazis do. So please support us, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got it in the turmeric special, ultimate turmeric special today. Body is about to sell out. The ultimate bone broth, $19.95, amazing quality, so good for your body. That is a super deal. That's got to end today. The Brain Force specials, a bunch of specials will end today. I've been so busy, I haven't come up with the new specials. That's why this has been extended, but it's got to end. All the big specials, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your support. Without you, we couldn't do it. Now, Brandon Strzok is our guest for this segment, the next. He's launched the amazing Just Walk Away movement, hashtag Walk Away. We're 57 days out from the election, and I know he's got some big things cooking and happening. I want to talk about his experiences and how the movement's gaining steam. I know it's been censored some by Twitter and others. He's there on Twitter, so people can follow him for now at least, at U.S. Minority. So, Brandon, thanks for coming on with us again.
Thanks for having me back.
So give us an update. We got a longer segment coming up. Just give an update on what's happened since you were on a few months ago.
A lot has happened. The campaign continues to grow and thrive. We have, at this point, a publication called the Red Pill Pundit did sort of the analytics for us and discovered that we have at this point about over 370,000 patriots in the walkaway campaign if you take into account all different social media platforms. It's really incredible. People are, you know, giving their testimonials using the hashtag, but at this point we really, it's time for us to blossom a little bit more and become more than just a social media testimonial campaign. So we're actually expanding and coming up with some really great ways for people to actually get involved, like in the real world.
It's very exciting. Again, so many people join the movement. I know it really scares the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, you know, what happened, Alex, is that, you know, as the campaign kind of exploded, because we're barely over 3 months old, we got a good amount of attention from the media, particularly the media sort of on the right and in the center, but the left-wing media, of course, blatantly ignored us during those early, you know, weeks and months. And then when we finally got to the point where we were no longer ignorable by them, they did start putting out stories, but they've never reached out to me for a comment. They've never reached out to me for an interview. And what they did instead was put out stories invalidating the campaign and the voices of the people, saying that they are Russian bots, Russian propaganda, paid actors. They said that they are pictures that have been stolen from Shutterstock with fake testimonials attached to them. I mean, literally just, and it's so interesting because one of the things of many things I wanted to accomplish with this campaign was giving a voice back to the silent majority, the people in the country who have just been steamrolled over and over again, ignored. The media doesn't talk to them. They talk about them. But, you know, they're doing it to them all over again. I mean, finally, these people stepped up and made their voices heard, and they are being completely disregarded and invalidated by the left-wing media.
You're right. And I also saw them say, oh, you're a Russian agent. And any time any other country votes for sovereignty, they're a Russian agent. Or the Brazilian Trump that's so popular that he tried to kill, he's a Russian agent. I mean, I didn't know the Russians had such magical powers.
You know, and there's other countries in the world, too. What is the obsession with Russia? I mean, these people need more creativity. It's just boring at this point. I mean, choose another
if the Russians
country.
Had all this power, they wouldn't be having all the problems. I mean, what type of magical creatures have this power? I'll tell you, the communist Chinese have 1.4 billion people, and they are the ones that are taking over. And I'm not against the Chinese people, the communist Chinese themselves. And that's right. Evident by what we see. The Pentagon, Google won't even work with the Pentagon, but they moved to China. We're going to come back and talk about some of the exciting folks that have walked away, and your predictions for the big red wave. I think we're going to see, and that's why the left is panicking right now, and so much more. Brandon Straka is our guest. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The quickening. The red wave globally is humanity awakens. The red blood unifying us in a vision of prosperity and kinship. The cold-blooded globalists on the left are the opposite of liberals. They are openly trying to divide us on race, on religion, on sexual preference. The opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. We're all individuals judged by who we are and what we do and what we stand for, not what group we're in. The whole leftist ideology developed in Jacobin France 220 years ago, is the opposite of classical liberalism, Thomas Jefferson. And Jefferson finally figured that out himself. It's an excellent Prager University video posted at InfoWars.com. Liberalism versus leftist, and what the difference is. But going back to Brandon Strzok, who is on Twitter at U.S. minority. He is the man who developed the walk away program in just the last few months. It's exploded. You've got a big march coming up. You've got a lot of great points in the 9 minutes we have left. So just tell us about this big march that's coming up, what folks can do in their own testimonials, just saying why they walked away, and why are some of the reasons, have you tell us about the march, that people tell you they're walking away?
Sure. Well, a lot of it is what you just said a moment ago. I mean, people are very fed up with the identity politics. They're fed up with the oppressive PC culture where people feel like they can't express an opinion or talk anymore. It's totally oppressive. And people are, you know, the election of Donald Trump, I think, really brought to light the true nature of the extremism that's taking place over on the left. I mean, we've just seen, like, on steroids, the violence, the name calling, the vandalism, the fake news, and I don't have to tell you about censorship. And it's, people are really getting it now. They're really waking up, and they're, for people like myself, who's a gay man, I think for racial minorities in America, we're seeing the ways in which we've been manipulated and used and lied to, how they're telling us, they've been telling us for a long time, you know, we're in danger, we need to be a Democrat, we need to be a liberal, we're only welcome on the left, the people on the right hate us. Well, I sure haven't found that to be true. I can't imagine being more embraced and supported than I have been since I created the Walkaway campaign. And I myself am now a registered Republican and a conservative. These are the stories that I'm hearing from people. Now, not everybody walks away and becomes a Republican like I did. Some people, you know, it's a journey. Some people consider themselves libertarian, independent. What we really encourage is for them to just get away from the Democratic Party and get away from liberalism, because as we see, they're becoming more fringe, they're becoming more extreme, they're certainly becoming more entitled, and they're, you know, pushing towards globalism, socialism, communism. I mean, these are things that are really dangerous, and they're really, once again, targeting these minority groups. I mean, I'm very concerned about the future of gay community or racial minority communities, because essentially what they're telling them at this point is that if you're black, or you're gay, or you're Hispanic, or you're Jewish, you have to be a socialist. You have to embrace these tenets of communism and whatnot. That's what you have to be. And people need to know that they have an alternative.
Yeah,
and that
it's very cult-like. It's very cult-like.
Very. Very. And so that's what we're trying to show them is, like, look, you're not alone here. You have options, you have choices, and you have support waiting for you on the other side if you want to walk away, as so many people are ready to walk away. Now, going back to my point that I was making earlier about the left-wing media and how, you know, finally a lot of these, because it's not just people on the left who are making their testimonials. I wanted it to be for people on the right, too, who for so long have allowed the narrative of who they are to be controlled by the left, that they're racist, bigots, Nazis, alt-right, what have you. They're taking their voices back and saying, look, I'm actually none of these things. I'm not homophobic. I'm not racist. I'm a concerned patriot. I'm an American. I happen to support our president, you know, and I'm a good person. So we're giving people the opportunity to take their voice back. But the media has stolen that once again from the left wing media. And that's what gave me the idea to push back and do this live demonstration, a walk away march on Washington. And so what we're really doing here is we are right before the midterm elections, 1 week before the midterm elections, we are going to meet in our nation's capital. We are going to walk away quite literally from the Democratic Party. We're marching from the DNC to our nation's capital to a stunning, beautiful backdrop where the inaugurations have taken place before. We're going to have incredible speakers. Now, this is happening October 26th through the 28th. And what we're doing is on Friday, October 26th, we're going to have an elegant gala dinner at the Trump International Hotel. We're going to kick things off Saturday morning, October 27th, by marching away from the DNC to our nation's capital, where we're going to have a stunning backdrop and a rally filled with incredible speakers. I hope you'll be there, Alex.
And, oh, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm going to be in Washington a lot more now because of the censorship.
Good. Wonderful. We want you there. And then we're going to close things out on Sunday, October 28th, with a closing brunch and give people the day to travel back home and be with their families. But I can't I can't stress enough how important this is, because this is really going to show so many people going into these midterm elections that, you know, We're pushing back. We're not, this is not what we want for our country. We're not going to take it anymore. We're against the violence, the vandalism, the censorship, the fake news, the calls for impeachment. We're sick of it. I mean, we as Americans are coming together. I don't care if you're just leaving the left, if you're in the center, if you're on the right, we're all coming together for this walkaway march on Washington to say, this is not what we want for our future going forward. We want something better and we want something different.
Well, I got to tell you, you're a great spokesperson, very well spoken, very smart, and it's just wonderful that you had this idea. And now everybody needs to come. I will be there. I will be there, and I will try to get as much of my audience to go, and we'll be there and cover it. We want all the media, all the independent media to be there to cover it. And I think then folks should also maybe show up a day early and go visit the Senate offices and the House offices and go talk to these people and tell them what you want and tell them what you're upset about and go talk to the Republicans particularly and tell them you want them to stop the censorship and the bullying of conservatives, libertarians, just anybody that isn't in this weird PC cult.
Yes. Absolutely. And you made a good point there because this is, you know, one of the things we're going to have a diverse group of speakers and we want to get, you know, the word out about a lot of these issues that, you know, don't make it into the mainstream media. We want to talk about censorship. We want to talk about socialism. You know, we want to talk about Antifa. We want to talk about all these things that are, you know, and but we're also going to have voter registration available. We're going to have education available to people to know how they should be voting and how important it is to be voting going into these midterm elections. I mean, this is a very crucial election that has the potential to really alter and shift the course that our country goes on going forward. This is very important. That's why we want to get people there. And if I may quickly say, Alex, too, unfortunately, this is it's not inexpensive to do something like this. And so if people are able to support us, please go to walkawaymarch.com. You can click on, I believe it says funding, sponsorship, something along those lines.
I was about to go there. People don't know how much it is to like get the Capitol Police, get the area cordoned off. People say, oh, go have a march.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yes.
Well, I'm just glad you've organized this, and people should go there and they should donate. Walkawaymarch.com. In fact, that's right where I was going when you said that. This war takes money, just like we need money.
Yes.
And we want to thank the audience. Our audience gives so much. Thank you. This Walkaway March has a real chance of winning the election, and I think there's going to be a red wave. The problem is there's going to be so much election fraud by the Democrats, they admit. We've got to work even harder.
That's absolutely right. And this is what I keep telling people, too. You know, people keep saying, oh, there's not going to be a blue wave. We're going to have a red tsunami. We're going to have a red tsunami. I think every citizen from today until election day should be operating under the assumption that we do not have this in the bag. We need to take every precaution and every step necessary to ensure a victory on election day. We should not be
going into this with
the attitude that we've got this.
They got thousands of articles saying me and Trump are going to cause violence against media. You can see them setting it up. They're going to rig something. I'm telling you, they got something big the next 57 days.
I agree with you. I agree with you. That's why we've got to come together. We've got to push back. I think more important now than ever that people understand, look, even if you don't necessarily consider yourself a Republican or even if you maybe have issues with the Republican Party right now, this isn't an election where you get to go in and kind of say, I'm not sure I feel. I mean, what we're really, it's not so much electing a Republican. It's about making sure that Democrats do not end up in office.
That's right. They're authoritarians. Thank you so much. Come back on again soon. We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Clear picture of what's going on when you study all the different globalist activities around the world. You see the formula they're using, and then you end up even reading white papers and documents where they admit the plan. And it is to break your will. There are stabbings and acid attacks and car attacks every day in Europe now. I've got a stack of them from just this weekend and today. And then the police won't even respond to those, but they'll respond to someone saying mean things. Think about that. It's crazy. But that's about rubbing it in your face and training you to accept anything. It's like, in the same program on CNN, they'll say, Trump's trying to censor the media. He's a total tyrant when he's not. He's just speaking back against them. He wants violence against us. And then they'll go, next up, Antifa attacks Nazis. That means anybody they disagree with. And they're good guys. And then next up, we need to ban Alex Jones off the internet. And then they have hundreds and hundreds of news programs on MSNBC, CNN, ABC News lie about me and go, when will he be taken off the internet? And then now, when will he be taken off the radio? And when will he be taken off his own website? Because let me tell you, when they start taking the app you pay for, thousands of dollars to have it reviewed, it's accepted, it goes to number one in news, has 5 stars, 18,000 plus ratings, over 2 million downloads, and last Friday at 7:05, they pull it out of the app store, send us a message, and put in its place the Huffington Post. Like, we're not just going to stab you. We're going to rub salt in the wound. We're not going to just crap on you. We're going to rub it in. How's that feel? Kind of like when they banned our YouTube channel that had 2.5 million subscribers and a couple billion views, just one channel. They had links to the dead channel. Never seen that app before. Usually just a dead channel. It said, no, here's your new channels. And it was Stephen Colbert and the Democratic Party. It was like 5 links to the Democrats. That's like leaving an ace of spades card, you know, like the Phoenix teams would do in Vietnam, and they'd go in and kill a whole village to send a message to the next village. And they'd stick an ace of spades in whoever the leader of the village's mouth was. It's like, we took you down. We gangsters. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Of course, they were always gangsters. They're not liberals that are out of control, that have gotten derangement syndrome. That's the low level. They're fully conscious. And there are so many threats coming in that just since I got this last threat 15 minutes ago from Newsday, another threat came in. So you got Newsday saying somebody needs to go to an Alex Jones event and jam a knife into his carotid arteries. He says, or a big number two pencil. And he said it, F.B. O'Reilly, on Twitter. People say, hey, should we go file complaints on him? Don't even hold your breath. When you say you need to go to an Alex Jones event and ram a blunt object and murder him, he'll probably be made a manager at Twitter. And then we got this, Infowars.com. Broadway star jokes about Trump assassination. Where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? She asked. A well-known Broadway actress joked about President Trump's assassination by referencing the murder of President Abraham Lincoln.
My answer to that is, where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him? Carol Cook said in a response to a TMZ reporter asking if it's okay to be pro-Trump in Hollywood musical. Now you're going to ask me, said the Skeksis, who the hell John Wilkes Booth is. Her husband, who was by her side, pointed out that Wilkes killed presidents.
No, moron, he killed one president. And then a doctor is the only other person convicted that helped him, named Dr. Mudd. And I looked it up. Guess who is from the same family in Virginia? Yes. Phil Mudd, who says he wants to kill Trump on CNN and that the deep state's going to kill Trump. But that's okay. I went over to Oliver Darcy, who brags he got me banned all over by lying about me, and I said, you act like a Nazi burning books. Oh, my God, you don't call an SJW public figure in a public capacity. You know, I could see their bullying rules if they enforced them if he was at dinner, and I walked over like the left does and poured coffee on his head or something, but I wouldn't do that. Oh, that's me that happened to. Oh, sorry. But see, they can talk about ramming pencils in my neck and call me a Nazi and get me deplatformed, but when I walk over, and I'm sorry, he looks like a child molester. I'm not saying Oliver Darcy is a child molester. He just, if I was typecasting people for a Hollywood movie about child kidnappers, him and Brian Stelter would be stars. I mean, they, but we know this, he molests the truth. He hates freedom. And if we can't beat this guy politically, we get what we deserve. He also looks like a possum. You see the possum when it's eating something really nasty? It looks up at you like all that weird smile it has on its face. I mean, he looks, you know, and I got plenty of things to say. I can sit there and talk about how evil he is in his background. It's just, by the way, you didn't think I didn't know I'd get banned when I did that? People go, oh, you wanted to be banned. No, I wanted to live in a free country. I'm not going to shut up. Did you read this guy? The Angry Man Act is growing tired. He goes on to say, Jones should be gone soon. The InfoWars creator is looking dangerously apocalyptic, even for him. Yeah, I think going in and standing up to those creatures and doing all this is easy. I mean, I'm focused. I've never felt more alive, more committed. In fact, I'm pretty calm compared to the way I usually am because it's just we're in the thick of the battle now. Did you see Jones harassing senators? Oh, the Democrats just chain themselves and throw things on people and yell and scream and take over committee hearings. I didn't do that. I just walked over and said, hey, Americans are being censored. Do something, Rubio. I said it very nice at first. Hey, will you worry about? He goes, I don't know who you are. So that's harassing. See, I'm not allowed. I'm just a slave. Did you see Jones harassing senators in the hallways of Washington? His neck veins were purple and bulging, a nanomillimeter from bursting. A straight pen or a Bic would do it. I kept thinking, super quick jab. Hardly anyone would see. And who would turn me in if they did? Because then he lies about Sandy Hook and dehumanizes me. So see, once he dehumanizes me, now I can be killed. But then he flips it so he doesn't get arrested and said, no, Jones will be dead soon anyways of a heart attack or whatever. Maybe Twitter was wrong to take him off. I tell you what, William F.B. O'Reilly, you couldn't raise any money like these famous guys that say they want to fight me and then back out. So it's not worth it to have a match with you. But I'll do bare knuckles with you in the ring. No time limit. You're a big man, buddy. I tell you what, you can even have a pencil at the start. I don't need anything. Just let's get in the ring with me, brother. You want to go to Indonesia where it's legal? I'll get in that ring with you. You're a big man, huh? No, you want somebody else to kill me. But you don't think I don't know people want to kill me, son? When I get killed, it's not a victory for you, dumbass. I went into this willingly. So understand that. We're going to go to break, come back. Joe Salente's coming up. I want to take some calls in the hour before that. I want to get into the false flag that's imminent, what's coming, and how we stop it, and the total rebellion inside the White House against the president. Remember, we told you that a year and a half ago. They're sabotaging him within the White House. He's totally surrounded by enemies. They're putting stickers on his back, making fun of him. These are cowards. This is what this nation has bred now, is a bunch of weasels. And he's in the swamp up to his knees. Don't forget. The best colloidal silver products, the best nano silver salt products, the highest quality, FDA approved for over-the-counter. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials on the highest quality turmeric, 95% humanoid bodies is about to sell out. So this is the last day. This is the last day this weekend, but I don't have a new special yet. We'll have new ones tomorrow. Bone broth, that special is going to end. 50% off as well. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Great products that you and your family can use and are great for your life. And it helps fund our operation. So it's a win-win-win. Sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.